B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Talking about the game is no game.
You were listening, you were enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The offense stays on the field for the Patriots here. And the snap back to Newton. It's fourth down. Cam's in trouble. Cam's going to get sacked.
I'm not saying anything.
With 108 to go.
It says it all.
The Dolphins are celebrating. So really,
it's the gift that keeps on giving. He's the Jelly of the Month Club.
The Dolphins with a 10-point lead. But it's fourth and three. You're down 10.
Throw the ball! You guys see enough? Who does he have pictures on?
So here's my question again. You're down 10. You need a field goal. It's fourth
down. It's inexcusable. Brian Hoyer is not dressed because of these type of decisions. And it's not fair to him to have to sit there and watch this.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Where you can tell on members of the show if they're not doing their jobs.
All that comes back tonight. Zoe, and is it a simulcast?
It is a simulcast.
Yep. Okay.
Dan Roach left out in the cold.
Ah, I don't like that.
That's too bad.
It is Soucy and this is exactly what Geddy Lee got mad about. This is Soucy and Zolak doing TV, but it being simulcast on the radio.
So is that going to feel very talky when you're watching it on TV?
Because I think it would feel less talky if you're on the radio.
Yeah. Okay, so you think they're going to lean more towards the television broadcast side of it? Okay,
I would agree.
All right. Well, that would make more sense
because it's vastly more important. Vastly more important. And Scott is, you know, obviously auditioning for a big network job. Now that Nate Burleson has left the NFL Network, or has he left the NFL Network?
Yep, he's going to CBS this morning. Is that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now there's an opening at the NFL Network. Mm-hmm. If I'm Scott Zolak, I'm putting my name in.
Do a little good morning football?
Yeah, he could sit at that round table. I never thought Burleson was such a presence that he commanded a CBS this morning.
Burleson's
job.
Good at his job. Like,
I never thought he was
anything special.
Well, yeah. I mean, he does his job well. Like, he's never been anyone. You know what? I've seen him on Inside the NFL a couple times, and he's been pretty. Is it Inside the NFL or is it the CBS? I guess it's the CBS version of whatever that
is. He does the CBS pregames, which I'm sure he'll still do. But he never seemed anything particularly special. He seemed like a workman-like, pretty good. But I'll tell you,
that's kind of the Strahan formula, isn't it?
Those looks don't do him any disservice. Mm-hmm. He's easy on the eyes. I will tell you that much.
It's a ooh la la.
So it is funny, though, because we were sent a Yahoo article by Nick, which doesn't go to the Yahoo article. But it is going to be interesting because... Because I like having and tomorrow we'll have a couple guys on. We want to have one of the guys from the station that's going to be out at the game today asking questions. Because very briefly, we want him to ask Trent Brown about the tattoo that he has that's about a foot long of him holding the earth above his head with a helmet on, his jersey on, and two...
No, his jersey's not on. He's shirtless.
How's his number on him, then?
No, it's the woman is wearing his number.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So he's shirtless with two women on their knees servicing him. So it would... That question needs to be answered. But it is interesting because... and we'll continue to do this throughout training camp. I like to have someone on every day because Patriot fans... want to know what went on at camp.
It's the most interesting camp we've had in how long?
Right.
I mean, but everyone wants to know Cam versus Mac Jones.
But everyone that we have talked to is pointing to Cam Newton being the week one starter. But then there are some national people that are saying that is not the case. But what is the ultimate thing that I have come away with by reading the experts or the people that are on the team is... as much as Mac Jones may play today, that this is not what is important, that indeed next week's joint practices are when the pressure will truly turn on for him.
Which is why exhibition game number three will still be the last exhibition game will still be the last exhibition game. We were talking about this yesterday. The joint practices next week against Philadelphia and week three, quote unquote, against the New York Giants, that's when you'll get a better sense of who the guy is and who the guys aren't.
I think Vegas has it nailed. And I think the Bankroll Boys, they stumbled onto something when they were talking about what the odds have been for who's going to start week one. And right now, I believe it's Cam Newton minus 300. So, I mean, he's pretty favored by a decent amount that he's going to be the guy. But what they did say, which I actually believe is a realistic timeline as long as COVID doesn't get involved, is that at week 10, that is the first time, if you look all the way down into the futures, week 10 is the first week where both Cam Newton and Mac Jones have the exact same odds as being the starter.
Well, that means Vegas is not very high on the Patriots because they're not making that change if they're playing well. So what is interesting, though, is Jeff Howe and a couple other writers have written about how rookies are performed in their first preseason games, and a lot of bad quarterbacks have performed very well.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying Patriot fans don't get excited. I mean, if Mac Jones plays well, that's great. But also,
but so did Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So did Ryan Mallett. So did homeboy
Matt Castle.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I mean, it's more the unknown. Like, we know what Cam Newton is. We know what he is.
Well, you can see if indeed having a full off season with the team, not having COVID, you can indeed see if the Cam defenders, and there are a few of them, not many, but you will see if you'll be able to see if he can throw a football.
How long has it been since he's been good?
Oh, boy.
Week three of last season?
Yeah, that game against Seattle.
Yeah,
it was the second.
He threw for a bunch of yards and got stuffed at the goal line.
Was that week three?
That was week two.
Okay, week two, so he was amazing. Two. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Week two, he threw. Edelman had a big game that
day. I'm talking consistently.
No. Week two was the last time he was good. The last time he was consistently good, I mean, not on the Patriots.
Yep. I mean, yeah, but I mean, like,
I don't know. I can't go back into his career.
But that's the thing is, I mean, I think now we're at the point where Cam's kind of what he is. And I don't know if it was Bird who said it or another insider that said that, talking to insiders all around the league, the consensus seems to be that he just can't throw anymore.
2018.
Yeah, 2018 was the last time.
So two things that I think you can look at today is you can see if Cam Newton can throw. I mean, that's literally one thing that it's as simple as that. You can see if he can throw a ball, in a real game situation. And then also, you know, you can kick the tires on Mac Jones, see how he reads the field, see if he's settling on dumping it off, see if he's going through his progressions, all those things. But then again, outside of that, you can't take anything away from this. Next week, apparently, according to everyone, people that know far more than we do, the joint practices is when the money's made. Yes, John.
Also, keep in mind, if Cam does indeed win this job or Mac Jones just isn't good enough to take it away from him, once you start the regular season, unless you make the change early, Cam's probably going to be your starter for the first month because week four is the Tom Brady week. And you're not changing quarterbacks week three and tossing that kid in, or week four. So if you're going to make a change, you got to make sure Mac Jones has a couple of games under his belt before he enters that on week four.
I don't know. I don't know with Bill Belichick.
But I mean, theoretically, don't you agree? You can't toss that kid in there with one game of experience.
I used to think that, but if they invested the 15th pick in the draft, and if Mac Jones is very impressive and Cam is terrible, who knows what Belichick will do? It would make logical sense not to do that, but who knows? But I will tell you this: Vegas has the even money on Mac Jones and Cam Newton, who's going to be the starter in Week 10. That means Vegas does not think the Patriots are a very good team. And by the way, the more I read, the more time goes on during this summer, the more that these Patriot free agent signings that were so lauded as being fantastic are being a little rained on.
I also wonder, too.
By the way, because Hunter Henry, as soon as he got injured, people are going, you know, he's not that great. Like that, Bert even that? Bert.
Bert did? Wow.
Bert for one. Like Hunter Henry, there was this belief here that Hunter Henry's like the second coming of Mark Bavaro. Like, Hunter Henry's pretty good.
He's just not what they had last year. I think that's what.
No, I know, but you have to remember, everyone went bananas when they went with this with these free agent signings.
Yeah, because they got the best tight ends that were on the market.
But even my friends that are Patriot fans, I'll say it again, have now come down to earth a little bit. That the excitement of the new car smell has come off, and this is not a murderer's row.
Yeah, it kind of seems like you're batting 500 here with the. I mean, we've talked about it while you were out, Rich. On defense,
they're going to be very
Jalen Mills, who is not shown well at camp at all, and could be one of your starting cornerbacks if Stephon Gilmore doesn't get back out on the field. He has not done well. But guys like Godchow in the middle, Anderson, the former Jet, and Judon, it looks like those guys are really going to help.
I guarantee
guys like Aguilar and Henry and Mills are not.
I guarantee you. Guarantee you that Anderson plays well this year.
Well, yeah. Well, that goes. That's the Jet curse.
Because here's right. No. But
comes here and he's great.
But Anderson was a nobody, and then he had a great year for him. You know, he wasn't Chase Young, but he had a great year. They gave him money, and he did nothing. Like nothing. He was invisible. Nothing. Worse, almost than nothing. And I guarantee. So there is skill there. There is he. That he has proven in the NFL regular season he has had a season that earned him some money. Coming here, I told you that. I told you before they signed him. I said, I guarantee you that they sign Anderson, and I guarantee you that he's good. He's the exact guy. Big white guy, underachiever, comes in here. Belichick takes him and turns him into something.
A monster. But in free agency,
I don't know about a monster.
But in free agency, you're hoping the Patriots bat 500 or a little bit better.
You're thinking 500, and I'm very interested to see about Judon because again, and I know he had a lot of touchdowns. This is all based on potential, so I'm interested to see. Not is Judon.
No, Judon's a pass rusher.
Not Judon. What's this, the other tight end?
Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith. How did I get those names confused?
Yes, Judon.
It's almost amazing that I did that. I'm so stupid. But I'm interested to see if that potential becomes realized, because Hunter Henry is going to play 10 games. And he'll probably have a couple good ones, but I don't think Hunter Henry's anything special.
Somebody just said, can we stop treating the Bucs game like it's the damn Super Bowl? No, it is a Super Bowl.
No,
for Patriots fans, that's the biggest game. How long?
Yeah, it's a huge game. But I don't know if Belichick is going to treat it like the Super Bowl. I'm not convinced anymore that Belichick wouldn't make a QB change before that if things are dire.
Well, I think that if things are dire, maybe he would continue to keep the bad quarterback in there because he has somewhat of an excuse if they end up losing. I want to give him another shot. I want to see how it worked.
All right, now we're really diving into him mentally.
But what if he won with Mac Jones? Like, what if he beat Tom Brady with Mac Jones?
Then it would be Belichick's proudest moment.
You know what? He probably wouldn't tell anyone
But it is.
But he probably would believe that.
That cannot happen. The calls.
That's right.
Oh, Zolak would just cover himself in peanut butter.
I'm talking about the calls to this radio station.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Scott Zolak.
That's what he's talking about.
The calls.
The next Monday morning. Yep.
That proves it.
I want to be here for that.
That proves that Belichick was playing chess staying there at 15.
It's going to be great.
That proves it.
He's better than Brady.
He's better than Brady. And look. Trevor Lawrence lost in week four.
He's 1-3.
Trevor Lawrence is 1-3. And Mac Jones beat Tom Brady.
That's right.
Zoe might be smoking cigarettes for two straight weeks after that.
Can't wait to see you the next day.
If Mac Jones lights it up against Tom Brady and they win.
Scenario.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
That's a nightmare
It's going
scenario.
To be the best case scenario.
Mac Jones beats Tom Brady and Fred has to handle 4 hours of phone calls.
It's going to be amazing.
Every 30-year-old Patriot fan
who knows no different,
who calling up, it. I mean,
Trevor, I'm telling you, Trevor Lawrence lost. I mean, Trevor Lawrence lost. Yep. You know, they're not even playing, what's his face in Chicago? They're not even playing Fields in Chicago. I mean, Belichick did it. Yeah, he sat there at 15, rubbing his hands together, knowing Mac Jones was going to fall.
That needs to happen. That absolutely needs to happen.
If you like me being tortured, then it needs to happen.
But tell me that wouldn't be funny as hell.
No.
Oh, come on.
Not to me. I don't care.
Belichick's going to be like in his super surliest postgame, too.
And then also mitigates. And then, by the way, all the fans with the Brady jerseys on at that game immediately rip them off as soon as that game's over.
Oh, sure. It's like, I've always been a Mac Jones guy.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Dude, that's why it's great. That's why this is fantastic. People are going to lose their minds. It's going to be like the movie Scanners. Everyone's head's going to explode.
Deflategate 2.0. I don't know what novelty items the Patriots fans
will win. It's going to be hysterical, because here's what's going to happen. I'll tell you exactly what would happen. Mac Jones, let's say he lights it up and he end up winning against Tom Brady. You know what's going to happen after that. It's going to be mediocre football for Mac Jones for almost the rest of the season. There's no way he's going to be able to continue.
No, I know that.
But that doesn't matter.
None of that matters.
But then, once again, it will matter, because Fred will continue to go back, and then all the callers are going to go back to the game. Well, he beat Tom Brady.
That's true, too.
I mean, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It has to happen.
All you morons with your Brady jerseys that bought all your novelty shirts with Goodell with the clown nose are going to rip those Brady shirts off. They'll never be. The parking lot will be lined with Brady
this
jerseys.
This is called a preemptive strike for Fred.
Get out ahead of this. I didn't bring it up.
I know. What I'm saying is, now the subject is here.
First of all, I think the Patriots defense is going to be very good. And second of all, I think the Patriots could make the playoffs. So I'm not putting down the team. I think their free agent class is wildly overrated. And we'll see. I think John, the more time that passes, you're on that side too. But you were never over the moon with this free agent class.
No, they just brought all these. A, they had the cap room, and B, not a lot of other teams did, and C, they just needed bodies in here to be better.
They improved their team a significant amount. It doesn't mean that these are the greatest players.
The team is
a decent amount better than it was.
There was a million better receivers out there, that in some of whom got way less.
I didn't like the Aguilar signing when they did it.
They could have had Jonnu Smith, they could have had Corey Davis, they could have done a bunch of stuff that they didn't do, and they got Aguilar. So we'll see how Aguilar plays. And I do not think he's going to play well.
I mean, I had an argument with Joe last week. He thinks Kendrick Bourne's going to be great. I see no evidence of that.
The Aguilar stuff, I mean, that's the track record's there. So if he ends up playing well, Fred, is more people on the phone. All it took was Belichick.
That's a legitimate point. Like, if Aguilar plays well, that's a legitimate point. If Mac Jones beats Tom Brady,
it's going to be great.
It means nothing.
Means he's better than Tom Brady.
That's how I see it.
You don't think people are going to say that?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to say it.
They're going to say it a lot.
I'm going to say it a lot.
We're
going to
play highlights every minute of that show.
I'm going to say it at the beginning of every break. I'm going to make a montage that's going to make you vomit.
And they're going to act. They're going to act like that Belichick sat in that war room, just sitting at 15, waiting for Mac Jones to fall to
him. Rich is going to show up at 2:30 in the morning to get that done.
I mean,
he's going to put together like one for each hour.
He sat at 15, and he just knew. He knew that Mac Jones, did he now? Okay, yeah, the fifth best quarterback in the draft.
I badly need this to happen now. I need this to happen.
He's so good, right? He's so much better than Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance and everyone else. He's the best. 1 year at Alabama, throwing to
first round draft picks, wide receivers.
I mean, morning's montage is just. I mean, Mac Jones highlight.
Four of them.
Is Terry Bradshaw one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time?
No, he's not.
Okay,
no.
Who'd he throw to? Lynn Swan, John Stallworth, Franco
handed
Harris.
Handed the ball to Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer. Yeah, I know.
His championships say otherwise, Fred.
No, but what I'm saying is,
he had four Hall of Famers on his defense.
Hall of Famers.
I think it's four,
he
right?
He had six.
Lambert, Ham, Blunt,
he's a Hall of Fame
Snell.
Comedic actor. I mean,
Lambert, Ham. I don't know if Ham's a Hall of Famer. Lambert, Blunt,
Mean Joe Green.
L.C. Greenwood.
Is that right? Was L.C. Greenwood a Hall of Famer?
I think L.C. Greenwood's a Hall of Famer.
But at least four.
Joe Klecko, Roger Moore. I believe that Dean Martin.
Joe Klecko not in the Hall of Famer.
No.
Okay.
None of the sack exchanges in there, right? Gastineau
doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. Klecko does.
All the other Cannonball Run members, they were all there, part of his
team. Al Toon.
I knew we'd get around to Al, too, at some point. You should just wear the jersey in one day when they play the Jets.
I would, except it comes down to my feet.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah. If Mac Jones beats Brady,
it will be just the greatest.
I'm not coming in the next
Something day. Something to look just forward to, baby.
Greatest.
I'm going to relapse.
I know. 7 weeks. Well, it's 7 weeks.
I obviously don't wish for that.
No, we definitely don't.
I do wish
that.
For you losing
I'm
your
joking,
mind.
I'm joking. Oh, boy.
Now I'm like really, really. Okay, so to that person who said week four is in the Super Bowl, oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's no. Week four is in terms of the fan base. Oh, it's the Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah. There's no question. In fact, it's probably got more interest than the Rams Super Bowl.
All right. My wife said to me, you should go to that game. I said, Mary, if I got a ticket to that game, I would sell it in 2 seconds.
Why would you even want to go to that game? You would just be annoyed the entire time.
Monday, October 4th. That's the show.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, October 4th.
I won't even watch the game. I'll just
open up your window. You hear the screaming around the neighborhood.
You can still play golf in October. I'll just go out and play 72 holes
of
golf.
It will be the easiest show we've ever done, Fred.
No, I know, but it doesn't mean it's good for my
health. You know what you're going to be that day? You're going to be the clown in the tank. Everyone's just going to like try to throw balls at you the entire time.
And they're all going to be wrong, which is what's going to drive me crazy. He sat there at 15 knowing that he was, okay. And everyone was trying to trade up. All were. Boo. All right. Well, listen, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a very, very fun season.
Yes.
So we will see that. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go, and like,
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich.
I was out picking up some to-go food yesterday, and there happened to be a local outdoor establishment that had someone playing guitar and singing like a one-man thing, and that dude was going so unnecessarily hard butt rock vocals, like unnecessarily. Imagine all the people living for, like songs like Imagine by the Beatles. He was like doing full on dude from Hinder.
So I apparently went to college with a kid that I'm friends with on Facebook. I don't remember him at all. But for a while, he lived at a weird place overseas. So it was kind of interesting to be friends with him on Facebook. But now he's back in Massachusetts, and he does a bunch of those like open mics, which I just... Ugh. And apparently there's a lot of backbiting in the world of open mic music. There's a lot of... threatening and,
really?
And stuff. Oh, yeah.
When it comes to I've gone to open mic comedy nights. Oh, is an open mic music night just where you show up with your guitar and you do a song?
Yeah, you do like an acoustic set. You do like 2 or 3 acoustic songs and have your girlfriend tape you and put it on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
And so apparently there's a lot of, like he recently, and I don't care if the guy knows who I'm talking about him or not. I don't know who the hell he is, but... apparently, last evening, from what I read on Facebook today, there was a man that he was calling out and putting pictures and videos of that was threatening him based on
for taking up too much of the time on stage, or what was the...
Was he
rocking way too hard?
It just sounded like a hippie complaining, and just like hippie complaints, and, you know... I don't know a man, woman, or child alive that goes, oh, great, an acoustic guitar guy is going to come in here and sing.
Fred, you don't know how many times I've said that. Like, when you go to a bar and, like, they stop the music to have the acoustic guy standing in the corner singing Wonderwall, it it's never a good thing. Like, I don't know why bars continue to think that having the one guitar guy, and listen, I want to support musicians, I want to support local musicians all I can. It's great.
Well, that's not local musicians. That's the guy with the guitar.
That is never a good thing at a bar. And I've been at sports bars during a game.
Well, they'll turn down the
sound.
Fail.
They'll turn down the sound of the game for guitar guy in the corner.
Or I've had it where they've turned down the sound of the game just to put on what a generic music because they've been told in business school or restaurant or school that people respond better to light rock on the speakers, which is crazy. See, if you want to have a band, like have an instrumental band, like just have a band like playing instrumentals quietly, like with horns, like just a quiet, like a guy with brushes, on the drums,
and a big stand-up bass.
That lends a air of sophistication and it lends an air of nice background music. It's interesting to watch a band perform even for a moment. I mean, you know, you can watch the drummer, you can watch the bass player. It's interesting. A guy singing his heart out with an acoustic guitar is annoying. That's why you don't turn on the radio and there's acoustic guitar after acoustic guitar song.
I mean, they're doing their 14th cover of Wonderwall.
Is there?
Mr. Jones!
I know a guy that used to do a show like that.
Oh, really?
For like 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, but you did. But those were bands.
I know.
Doing acoustic sets.
I mean, one acoustic song after another.
Yeah, but it's also their own songs. Like, it's different. Like, I mean, I would pay to go
in studio performance.
But
Kiss Unplugged. I mean, come on.
Right. I don't want to hear some guy just with an acoustic doing 3 a.m. I Must Be Lonely, a song I hate anyway.
Or worse, you know, going into his jam band catalog and singing earnestly. There's nothing worse than that. If you want to have a band, have like a jazz band or something of that nature, that's fine. And unplugged or lightly plugged in. Or have a great jukebox. Like a jukebox that there was a bar in San Francisco had like this fantastic jukebox. It was very well known for its jukebox and had outdoor. You could have beers outside and people would play the jukebox, and that's fine. But other than that, you know, if a game's on, play the TV sound. And if it's a restaurant, don't worry about it so much. Just no one wants to see you play acoustic guitar. And by the way, all the videos that these people put up of them playing acoustic guitars at the restaurant are 20 seconds long because you can tell the people that were filming them got fed up with doing it. No one wants to hear it. I don't know anyone.
The only time it made me laugh was one time I went to a it was like a maybe in the middle of January Bruins game, and I was walking home, and I had to walk by Faneuil Hall, and I think it might have been like Dick's or someplace like that had hired a guy. Now remember, when it's like 0 degrees, not a lot of people going out and hanging out, like, you know, at the end of a Bruins game over at Faneuil Hall. So I was walking by, the place was empty, but I heard the acoustic guitar guy, and you could see in the inside it was completely empty, and all the only guy was there. And he was playing an album cut off Rush's Roll the Bones album. One that nobody would have possibly known. At that point, dude's just entertaining himself.
That's just in case Rush happened to be at the game and Lifeson was walking by and he was like, ooh, you don't hear that every day.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you are a bar that is specifically a sports bar and you advertise yourself as a sports bar, and you turn down the volume of whatever big game is going on for an acoustic guitar guy, you should have your license taken away.
Or just to have a guy play acoustic guitar then and not sing. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, so I worked at a restaurant business for over 20 years, and I was a general manager of one particular college bar in Brighton. And you're right as far as when the game's going on, do not put music on. That's ridiculous. That pisses everyone off. But when you're trying to get like a college crowd to come in, there's nothing more than college kids love is a guy playing acoustic to playing cover songs. They love it. Absolutely love it. I mean, I understand you guys are you know, much more in tune with what good music is, but the average college kids love.
But they're all playing songs from when they weren't even born.
But then
it's like the set list hasn't changed since the 90s.
If you want girls to go crazy, here's what you do. If you want girls to go crazy, have a guy bring a keyboard in and let them tip him, and they'll play the stupid songs for the girls.
That at a piano bar, it's like specifically, you know, like Jake Ivory's back in the day, people love that. But I'm telling you, college kids, and Rich, you're right. The songs that are being played and, you know, by the guys came out before they were even born, but they love them. Like, I'm telling you, they absolutely love those.
Songs,
from the 90s. And I saw it for 20 years.
And fair enough. Listen, I'm not going into a college bar again. They don't want me in there, and I don't want to be in there. So if that works, fine. But Rich, I have a feeling, has not been in a college bar in a very long time. And nor have I.
Well, I mean, not a specific college bar, but I mean, after, like, you know, sporting events.
But that's not a college.
It's not
a college bar. Is like Mary Ann's that used to be by BC.
T's Pub next to BU.
Yeah, like those are.
Oh, I like T's.
T's is good.
Yep. T's was all right. Yep. But hang on. But T's, it was a different T's that we went to.
T's Pub on Comm Ave.
Oh, yeah.
Next to BU.
Right by the boxing, with the ring. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Right by the Paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, like, listen, if it's specifically a college bar, then do whatever the hell you want, whatever sells. But at a normal bar that is not catering exclusively to college kids, there's no one who likes it. There's no one who likes it. And it's not good. It's not good when you put it on Facebook. You're annoying. I don't care about the backbiting and the frailties of the industry.
You're my wonderwall.
But if only they would learn some more Dave Matthews songs, that would really.
As I said, it's like they have not changed the set list.
So it's like Dave Matthews is whatever, and then you've stripped away everything except the guitar. And now I'm supposed to like it?
By the way, half the guitarists can't pull off what he does in the middle of most of his songs anyway. Dave Matthews is a shredder. He might be an acoustic,
but he can
shred.
Of course they can't play what these guys are playing. Of course they can't. No, what they're doing is you know what they're doing. They're playing the basic chords of the song, mm-hmm. and they're not. And so any of the percussion, any of the rhythm section, all of that is thrown out the window, and it's just the very basic root note of the stupid song. Yeah, I know exactly what it is. I'm no musician. I know what they're doing. Of course they can't pull that off. They're not real guitar players. They put the dumb bar over their frets. Ugh. So, there you go. I also like when like random restaurants have comedy night and their only advertisement for it is like a flyer that they put up like on the cork board at the restaurant. And then you go, these poor comedians. They're walking into this thing and no one knows about it. And
they're eating their pizza. And they just look up like, hang on, what's happening?
Or they're not coming in at all. Like there's a restaurant by me and they're like, hey, comedy night. And they're like, so and so who's been on like Conan O'Brien is going to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, all right, this guy's touring. He's obviously not big enough to play like one of the larger comedy clubs. So he goes, he drives to Boston, he shows up in Newton, he goes into this room, and he might be the funniest guy in the world, and there might be local comics that can slay, but they're playing in a room that no one knows comedy's going on in.
Yeah.
They like the upstairs at a restaurant where no one knows to go upstairs. So this poor prick is going in there, and he's got to sweat through his 30 minutes to a crowd of one. Advertise it on the radio. At least if you're going to go through the whole rigmarole of booking five comedians, put an ad on the radio.
Or just go to the Calhoun Comedy Club.
Is there a Calhoun Comedy
Club? Oh, yes, yeah. That's the function I was talking about upstairs. That's a big room.
It's where wrestlers all show up to do comedy.
Is there anything the Calhoun does not have? Is there like a space program in there? And like Legoland?
You just walk in and up the stairs to the right. That's where the function room is.
You don't know about the Calhoun Water Park? Oh, yeah. It's a whole thing. I'll tell you, that food better be good. When I go there, that food better be good. The way it's been talked about.
Andy will treat you like a rock star.
When you go, you will be treated like a king. You will.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's nice. I'm sure he's a real nice guy. But I should be treated like a king. The amount of I mean, they what is it now? $2 million worth of advertising. They've got it on this station for free. Joey, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's up,
I love the show, by the way. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, man.
I agree with you guys about the acoustic guy who sits in the restaurant. It's usually not a good thing. But the open mic night is very good for getting customers in because I'm an awful guitar player as well. And when I play somewhere, I can get my brothers and sisters to come in. Maybe I bring 10 people.
So like a Monday. So you're saying like a Monday night, like a Monday night when the bar would normally not be crowded.
Yeah, yeah,
not any night.
And what happens is if you have 10 musicians, say, and they each bring 5 or 10 people, and that's how you make it.
All right, fine. Monday night.
Okay.
Do it on Monday night.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Oh, yeah, not during sports events or anything. No, I'm with you guys.
All right. Well, listen, if you advertise it's open mic night, I just won't go in. So that's fine. Listen, if you're struggling for business and obviously there's times where maybe it's necessary for business, but it's not necessary for business on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
No question.
All right, Rich, we got the Stackarooski coming up. What are we going to talk
about? Quentin Tarantino hates his mom. Guy Fieri makes his new extreme monstrosity. And if you build it, John will come.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ooh, it's a booty ride? All right, we'll figure it out.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, stack, stack it up. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going down?
All right, real quick, before we get to this, I was about to go down a rabbit hole yesterday, but then I realized it might not even be worth it because I don't even know whether anyone would be interested. But if I was able to get really good tickets, like if I made a bunch of phone calls to Kiss next Wednesday, who would want to go?
Me.
You?
I can't go.
You can't go Wednesday?
No.
Dan, would you go next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday. Where is,
It's in Mansfield. Yeah. I know it sucks, but maybe we could all get a car or something like that.
I would go if we got a car.
Okay, Mike, would you be able to go? Nick, would you go? Okay, because I went on.
I would go. I'll go. Yeah.
Okay, I went to Ticketmaster, and right now, the first three front rows, they're all available. They're all available for sale. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, a lot of it's sold.
Oh,
like,
you know, all right. Like, okay.
But they're so expensive that they've sold everyone out. We've talked about Kiss. We've promoted Kiss. We've done so much stuff. There's no way where we shouldn't be able to, like, call at least a promoter or something and say, hey, man.
I'm thinking you guys won't have any trouble.
What can you do for us?
Yeah.
Can you get us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because you're not going.
I can't go Wednesday.
Can you get us 5 tickets up front to go see Kiss? Can you do that for us? And apparently Kiss is also doing a meet and greet, Fred.
Oh,
like, and this isn't a meet and greet with their amplifier. It's a meet and greet with, like, them, according to what I've read.
Wow.
Now, these people have to pay a ridiculous amount of money to go meet Kiss. But then again, you know, benefits of our job. We do work in radio and, you know, they do interviews and things like that. There's got to be some sort of way that we could get tickets to this for all of us to go.
I told you yesterday I want to go. I was going to go maybe anyway. Zolak, hello.
It's your concert boy, Rich. What's going on?
What's up there,
Zolak? I'm in, bro.
For real?
I could do those interviews. I went with Rich last time, Fred.
He did.
Oh, you did Speedwagon and who?
He did Speedwagon and Def Leppard.
Okay, there it is. Yeah,
it was awesome.
We would have to find a place to meet where we could all get in the car without
my house. We could do interviews like, hey, do you mind if I use this for the radio?
I just got a tweet from Bird. I'm in.
There you go.
No, he's not.
There it is.
All right. So 6 tickets. We get Zolak as well.
Nice.
Okay, so there you go. We're capping this at 6.
Okay, we'll cap it at 6. We'll get a car. We'll figure out where we would meet. But I didn't want to start going down this road and trying to shake trees
if you
in order to get us tickets.
If you get the tickets and work that out, I will pay for the car.
Okay. I will. I mean, if I get them for free, I'll help you pay for the car. But if
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Just by by you going through the hassle, I'll pay for the car.
I may need to borrow a little bit of help possibly from Kelly here at the station, but I will also make a bunch of phone calls because I thought about that. I'm like, there's no reason we shouldn't all go see Kiss. And there's no reason we shouldn't have great seats too if they're all sitting there. If they're all sitting there and no one's buying those seats because they're so damn expensive, they're going to use them anyway. Why not use them for us?
Because I even texted a buddy of mine yesterday and said, do you want to go see Kiss? So I just won't take them. But if you want to do it, if you want to go to Kiss, I'll definitely go.
All right. And if you are a promoter.
I'm not sitting on the lawn.
No. I want good seats. Like, you don't see Kiss. You might never get to see him again.
You got
to
be right up there to see Paul.
You got to be right up there to see, like, Paul and all the other awkward glances at each other. If you're a promoter listening to it, I'm not above you emailing me. Email. I'm not. I don't care. Rich@985thesportshub.com. I want to go see Kiss.
I do too.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no reason we shouldn't.
It's next week. I mean, you know, this is. I'm looking at. Look at that. I mean, the first like three to four rows, no one can buy them because they're too expensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't figure. It's the most highfalutin.
You're probably right.
Well, got to do the meet and greet too, though, right?
Well, now that I definitely want. I definitely want the meet and greet.
I don't care about the meet and greet, especially if it means get in there like super early. But I've talked to Gene and Paul a bunch of times.
If it means getting there super early, we'll say skip it. But by the way, going with Zolak to a concert is a great time.
No, I know everyone.
He's got the key to the city.
He does. It's Hurricane Zolak, and he's right. He's absolutely right. And he will love Kiss in concert. He will.
Oh yeah,
absolutely love Kiss.
Well, first of all, every song probably except two, he'll know, even if he doesn't think he will. and you know the songs,
sure.
And Paul, I mean, he's the show. I mean, it's the circus. And not in
Psycho
a good way.
Circus.
No, not in the way they intend. It's a effing circus.
Oh, Zolak will lose his mind.
Zolak might even paint his face.
The station should actually pay for us because it will give us mounds and mounds of content.
Mounds of content. All right. I'll start. That's my job for the next 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, and the minute you know you got the tickets, I'll get a bus or something.
All right, we will definitely try to work that out. So, John, have you been able to stand up? Tonight's the night.
I'm a little disappointed about tonight, John, because they're not playing on the real field. They're playing on a made for thing. There are stands all around.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that this completely concocted made-for-television crap event is not the integrity of them playing on the actual field
of
dreams tonight?
They're not playing on the actual field of dreams. It's very disappointing.
Oh, man.
There are stands and a wall and a scoreboard. What the hell? Well,
they even got out Kevin Costner to promote this thing.
If you want to read like some nerdy stuff, the baseball writers in St. Louis are BS that they don't get to go because they were supposed to play there last year.
Oh, yeah.
They are like BS that they don't get to do that. Like they think it's just like they've been robbed of like the once in a lifetime opportunity. So yeah, that's what I've been reading all morning from like Derek Gould and those guys, is that they're
Gould's been around a long time too.
Not as long as some of the other guys.
Oh, is that right? I know Gould's been there 25 years.
There's a guy they call the captain or something that like that
did he work here at one point?
It's his dad. Is this red-haired guy? You never see him.
Gave himself the nickname.
His caricature in the paper is just the top of his head. It's a whole thing.
Tickets for tonight going for as much as $3,900 on the old StubHub for the Field of Dreams game. I don't have time to play it, but Guy Fieri made an extremely gross concoction. Actually, I don't know if it's gross. It might be the most delicious thing in the world. It just looks gross. It is the apple pie hot dog, which is basically a hot dog shoved inside of a McDonald's apple pie, which both by themselves, I'm sure, delicious. But I've never said, you know what? This apple pie needs more hot dog in it.
No, the whole sweet and meat thing, I'm not a fan of. I don't like fruit. I don't like cooked fruit. I don't care for that. On a
regular apple pie is good.
I love apple pie. Who doesn't love that? The McDonald's apple pies used to be great.
They used to be excellent.
Those were the thing.
They're not anymore.
Those Hostess ones they used to have too were awesome.
I used to eat those so much.
Check the calorie on those things.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a long time. Not that, you know, I'm watching what I eat, but I can't. I don't have the stomach for that.
All right. Well, listen. Get us Kiss tickets, you bunch of people who've been listening to us for free for years. That'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.